Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. Have you seen this new trend where people put on workout outfits? You know, I mean, you could hit the Lululemon thing, whatever, it doesn't really matter. And you basically live in it. You go to work like that, probably go to sleep like that, you hang out like that. What is this trend? I saw a word, it was called athleisure. And really asking the question, are you dressing for a workout or going to work? Our go-to expert on this is image and fashion consultant Lori Ann Robinson. Her website is larconsultants.com. She's a Los Angeles-based image and fashion consultant and multiple Emmy-nominated costume designer. Lori, what is going on with this athleisure thing? Help! I mean, what is this stuff?
I know, Dr. Pam. We're going down a slippery slope of a road here.
Uh-oh.
I think this is going to backfire at some point. I think we're getting so incredibly casual, and we are missing the fine points of dressing well and dressing for success and being respectful of our surroundings, where we are, with this ultra-casual look. Here in Los Angeles, you know, it is incredibly ultra-casual, and people have been doing this go-to-the-gym, go-right-to-work look for a while. That is sort of a norm, especially in the entertainment industry where things are incredibly lax. But when you start getting into more of the financial industries, law industries, more of the traditional types of business, I think this is really missing the mark, and it's not going to bode well, nor does it look well. It looks sloppy. It doesn't look like you're well put together. It gives, it doesn't make you look like you put any thought into your dressing, and it doesn't make you look successful. It just makes you look like you just ran from the gym. And I think,
well, let me throw something up to you, Lori. I mean, what if a young woman out there in her radio land is listening? She says, oh, she just sounds like an old fart. She's just someone who,
do you know
what I'm saying? It's like swing with the program. I mean, everyone's doing this now. So it's just comfortable clothing. Get over it already. What are you going to tell her?
There are other versions of comfortable clothing. I mean, athletic clothing needs to stay as where it needs to stay with athletic clothing. I don't think it translates well into the workplace. If you want to do stretch, there are other options. There are other fabrications of pull-on, like a trouser or straight leg pant or a jegging or something like that, versus wearing the hardcore right from the gym athletic line. I think there's, you know, you can bump it up if indeed you want to keep within that sort of feel about it, but wearing the exact things that you're wearing to yoga and you know, whatever TRX class or whatever you're doing, that there's a difference there. There's definitely line.
Isn't there like a spectrum? Okay, so you have the hardcore, I've just been to, you know, Gold's Gym, and I got a do-rag on my head, and, you know, maybe you've got that flash dance looking, you know, with the shoulder bared and the ripped up sweats and all the rest of it. Okay, you've got that thing. Then you've got the absolutely well-put-together big suit thing going on, and you're a lawyer, or you're a physician, or you're a CPA, or you're some MBA type or whatever out there. Mm-hmm. And then there's this all this stuff in between. If you're in Silicon Valley, everyone's doing the jeans thing, right? It's really uncool to be dressed up there. I mean, not even Steve Jobs did anything more than a black, you know, turtleneck and black pants for like a gazillion years. So, you know, the real question is, you've got comfort. I get the comfort thing. You're absolutely right. There are some very nice looking clothes out there that are ridiculously comfortable, like the jeggings and things that are all you can also make look very attractive, you know, with a nice outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But is it uncool to wear Lululemon 24/7?
I think it is. First of all, from a hygiene standard, do you really want to wear your, you've just been working out spin class or something, do you really want to go to work in those same pants? That's my thought. Starters, you know, do you really want to be in those same pants all day long from when you worked out at, say, 6 a.m.? Opens a whole other can of worms. But I think we've gotten a bit too comfortable, lax, lazy, to say, you know, for lack of a better word, just lazy. And it's just easy. And I understand busy people, busy lives, but, you know, getting that lazy where you're wearing your workout clothes the entire day or going to a cocktail event still in your workout clothes, I think that there's something wrong with that.
Well, there's something else, too. And that is, as a physician, I've seen, you know, so many women who are very dissociated from their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they wear lots of elastic that they don't have anything form-fitting because, A, they don't fit into anything form-fitting that they really like. B, they just, you know, they're just not doing well with the body image thing. So they tend to do kind of the elasticized and loose kind of clothing. It's saying, yeah, there's no question, it's comfortable, but are you really taking care of yourself too? I think I told you once, Lori, that one of my patients once who had come to me, you know, for help because she was, you know, quite lost in taking care of herself. She fell off her own radar screen. Bottom line is, I said, so I was taking down baseline data. And I said, so roughly what's your size right now? And she looked at me quizzically, and she said, my size is elastic. And it was like, oh my gosh. I said, when was the last time you had a size? So you just kind of know where your body is. She said, well, it's been a long time. And what I worry about is that women need to, you know, celebrate their bodies and to
be
fit and happy.
Working hard.
Yeah.
You know, why... Yeah, they're working hard for it. And so many of the fashions that are out there now are geared towards a very fit body, you know, a very fit body. So why not, you know, celebrate it and being able to wear some of the latest, greatest trends that are out there, depending on your age range? You know, why hide it? Why have to hide it, but why not celebrate it and
exactly.
wear some of the more fashionable items?
Well, why yeah, I've seen to- this. And a lot of my patients who do that, you know, who are able to achieve higher levels of their own health and well-being, want to be able to celebrate it with their body. You know, this is what we've been doing for a gazillion years since we were, you know, Paleolithic cave women. We go out there and we paint our bodies with colors and we stick feathers in our head and, you know, do this whole thing. We don't neglect it. We don't abandon it. So I think that there's a place in between. And that is we have plenty of wonderful, you know, clothing fabrics out there to make us look absolutely fabulous. And once again, Lori, you know, your wit and wisdom have helped guide us to a place of, okay, let's not get lazy here already. Yes, there is a place in between. And we can look fabulous and fit and healthy and well if we just put a little bit of thought into it. Lori, oh, you are the guru of all things image and fashion consultant. Lori, thank you so much for being on her radio. Her website is larconsultants.com. We've been talking about athleisure. Are you dressing for work or are you wearing? What are you wearing to work? Sweats. Ah, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.